All right, welcome back. As we are live, I feel like that was a real good, solid hug over my head, Tyler. I don't know if you felt that was you felt the love there.
Lean right in,
there.
Man.
It did.
Firm
it
grip. Like it's kind of like a handshake, man. You can't half-heartedly hug a woman.
No, I know you.
What's wrong with you, man? It's God, like you don't half-heartedly shake a man's hand, do you? You don't go in there with no gentle grip. It's firm. It's firm.
I went after it. Yeah. People on YouTube and Twitch were able to see it.
That's a showman.
There you go. All right, Clint. We talked about this a bit earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on this because, you know, the latest thing of how bad and how much Bobby Slowick sucked has come out, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a little skeptical of this list just when I look at other spots of it, but there is a list here that they are doing it with a grade of the scores of play callers this year in the NFL, this past season, play callers in the NFL based on what they did in the 2024 season, and they have been doing this for 15 years, Clint, and Bobby Slowick was 32nd, dead last, when it came to him. A 0.0 score he got when it came to passing. The only person to get a zero on anything. They did a score of run, pass, and then the overall score. His run score was a 7.3. So they said that he as a play caller was better running the football but a mile than throwing the football, and overall a 0.9, which was well last. Luke Getsy was in front of him at a 3.7, not even really even close. this is yet another example shown of, all right, this is Bobby Slowick was this bad. And look, we've had the discussions about this, but Clint, for me, one, when I look at this list, Andy Reid is 27th and Greg Roman is 28th. So I'm a little good on this list when it comes to that. Yeah. When Alex Van Pelt and Brian Callahan of the Titans are ahead of Andy Reid and Greg Roman, Zach Robinson as well. And number 8 in the list coming in, no, it wasn't Kyle Shanahan. No, it wasn't Sean McVay. No, it wasn't Kevin O'Connell. Nope, it was Todd Downing of the Jets was the 8th best play caller of the year with Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay at 13-14. But for me, overall, Clint, my thought is, I am really ready for this season to start because I've reached my point of being over the everything was Bobby Slowick's fault conversation. Or that this was because by the way that we're looking at stuff like this, oh hell. They ought to be a top 10 offense.
Yeah.
And I personally don't see that. I see that. Hell, and I would imagine you don't. If you remember, Tyler, earlier this week, stock down, Clint had it on the Texans offense. But earlier this week, mm-hmm. that we did that on Wednesday, that, you know, a lot of people were pissed off about. I believe somebody texted in and said, Clint, you don't believe that yourself when you said that. But Clint, I am just – I just feel like it is way, way – too aggressive on the this was all Bobby's fault and I am really, really ready for this to be over. I'm ready for Nick Caley and another offense for us to watch so we can stop with this deal because it is just wearing me out.
Yeah, look, forget the graph or the rankings or whatever. I mean, anything that has Andy Reid that low, you wouldn't go any further. It's just it's silly, it's useless, it clearly has very, very little to no value. But the fact that it brought the conversation to the fatigue, the Bobby Slowick fatigue, I think is real. Look, I was one that I could understand firing Bobby Slowick. I could understand keeping Bobby Slowick. Now, look, I don't know what was going on in the building, and clearly there were some things going on in the building under, under Bobby Slowick's watch that were unacceptable. And they decided to move on. Fine, I can understand it. Now, I think the moves that the Texans have made, I know you're fatigued with the conversation, as am I, but the the moves that they made tell us that it was more than just Bobby Slowick, right? It was Chris Strauser, the O-line coach. It was, and not only that, it was they removed the O-line coach and they bring the assistant O-line coach that was here over the last couple of years. They elevate him, so that's literally telling you, yeah, Strauser was a problem. Right, Bobby Slowick, they get rid of him, and everybody else, with the exception of Chris Strauser, stays. Anybody that had anything to do with scheming or installing or developing the offense, they stayed except for Bobby Slowick. Laramie Tunsil, he's gone.
They revamped the offensive
line. The offensive line, and D'Amico Ryans is now paying a ton of attention to what's going on the offensive end of the ball, on the offensive end, especially the offensive line. So
the receiving core is going to look different.
The receiving core is going to look totally different.
They added another running back in Nick Chubb. Yeah,
yeah, so I think if you look at the Texans' move overall, I mean, I think their moves tell you that it was well beyond just Bobby Slowick, but I think if you listen to the commentary, it always goes back to Bobby and what he wasn't doing. Again, I find it very, very interesting how quickly people forget what he was able to do in year one, in year two. Look, I totally get it. I'm not opposed to them making the move, but it was a quick turn and a quick trigger.
Yeah, for me, it's I'm just more fatigued of just the thought of, like, I'm sorry, I just don't buy that this was, boy, this move of removing him is gonna change it all.
Well, removing him, and keep in mind to emphasize your point, is like they're not only removing him, they removed him and did not have a replacement. They removed him and replaced him with a guy that's been a career long tight ends coach. So you clearly it was bad with Bobby because you were parting ways no matter what. So it is pretty damning the way that it all went down.
Yeah, listen, it does not look good on his behalf. When you look at it, it feels like a lot was rolling there. I wonder how many people were pulling on the same rope. Like, I wonder how many people were in there and 100% rolling the same way. And I'll be just honest, like, when you look at it, like, their offensive line was, whether you say it's well coached or not, it was, the dudes up front weren't very good either last year. Now, how much emphasis you want to just say that was all coaching, but we watched. We saw these guys just getting their asses kicked at times. We looked out there and we could see, a lot of different things. It seemed like, hey, man, he went through most of the year never really having Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs all together as is planned, right? I mean, do we blame Dalton Schultz, just complete fall off a map all on him?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't fight against the fact that there was a clear difference on Bobby Slowick from year one to year two. And that now that we're kind of seeing some things, that he damn sure could have done a better job. But for me to think, all right, now we got him out of the fold, Clint, now this thing's going to take off. Now we're going to see the real C.J. Stroud that's been held back by him. I just don't buy that.
Well, we'll see. They got to kick that thing off here for too long.
Yeah, I just don't buy that at all. But I am just now at a point where I am ready to see it. And if Nick Caley comes in here and they take off and take a jump with this offense, and this offense looks incredibly different, all right, then I'm – but either way, I'm just over the – all right, man, every week it seems like we're going to find something different about, oh, man, it was all Bobby. And it's all coming out after the year, and nobody wasn't really saying much then. All right, coming up, some Rockets news outside of Kevin Durant. They've made some moves to keep some guys, and then the big one that seems to be bothering some Rockets fans, a player they may be shopping. We'll let you know all of that. And Tyler going to win you some money. He's been in the green the last 2 days that he has had T-Mill's best bets on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll try to make you some money again coming up next right here live on The Drive from Traverse City, Michigan.
Tyler Milner, you are the greatest producer in the world.